Ninth parak of Mikvah, second Mishnah, Samor Chatzitzis. Kilkili Halev, here in the chest area that got full of sweat and other things and got all tangled up, that mass is considered a Chatzitza. Razokin, if it happens a beard, is the same thing. Beis HaStarim, it also happens in the here in the private areas, the Isha, going in the woman. Because this is Dafka talking about a married woman that affects the relations with the husband. Other than that, in the private areas, it's not considered enough discomfort that the person is makbid on it, and therefore it's not a chatzitzah. The mucus that comes out of the eye, if it went out of the eye, then it is also considered a chatzitza. Gelet shechutz l'maka, fluid that comes out of a wound and dries out, forms a type of scab. Retia shalen, also the bandage on top of it, all considered chatzitzas, even though right now they want it, but some that you would prefer not to be there and it will be removed. That's enough to be considered a chatzitza. Tzuraf ha-yovish, some type of sap from a tree that dried out on the skin. Gildei soya, shalvasora, some also dried out excrement or other type of filth on his body. Botek tachlis tziporin, a woman who was kneading and she had dough stuck underneath her nails. Milmulin is also a person who had some type of sweat or other things. It forms like a little film that when you rub it, it looks like little rolls or whatever you call it, of dried sweat and whatever other lispos is mixed into that. Tita yoven, the tita yoitim, different types of thick mud that prevents the water from going in. Ket hayiponi, also some other type of dried out mud. Eta tita yoven, the tita boyus. Tita yoven is the mud on the bottom of tits. Shenema, vayolene, nivor, sh'on, tita yoven. Tita yoitrim, kemashima. Tita yoitrim is what's used for making pottery. Rabbi Yehi Mitayel, b'shel yoitrim, b'tam b'shel mark. He says that the mud that's used for making pottery is alright, but this mark is something which is more solid, more thick, and therefore it's a pizza about that it has some egg white in it. It gives it a stronger consistency. Geta Yevoni, what is it, Geta Yevoni? That's Eilu Yisedis HaJochim. That's also that some mud that is crushed as people are walking on it. Yeah, when it's in a more moist form, it's called the Geta Yevoni, and when it's dried out, it's called the Yotzer HaJochim. It's hard to walk on top of it. All these things, Shein Toivlim, Band, and Madbilim, Oyston, you can't be toivel in this type of mud because it's a chitzah between you and the water, and also if it's stuck on the kli on the person, you cannot be toivel to consider chitzah. The shah, kolkit, matbilim, behem, ishulat, the other types of mud, as long as it's not completely dried out, it's not considered chitzah. Layitva, bavik, shal, raglov, layitva, eskumbis, lekpechomim. One should not be toivel when he has avok dust on his feet, which is a lachatchila, you should keep cleaning yourself up. But here it's namakiv, and also you should not be toivel. If you have a pot that's used to boil water in and it's charred with black from the coal, also that's considered what that should be removed before when it's toivel. Ela and cane, sheep shake, unless you wiped it off.